Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another edition of the Beyond Real Estate Podcast. This is the business bookend for this week. And this week, we're digging into exactly what to say. That is literally the name of the book. It's Knowing Exactly What to Say. It's by Phil Jones, brilliant author of this book. Very easy read. I feel like it caters more so to those in the sales industry, but definitely is applicable to any line of work because it helps you be mindful of what to say, but also when to say it and how to say it. So join us here on this edition. You don't want to miss this one because I think any of us are always wanting to know exactly what to say in that moment. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylik, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week we go in depth on how to become successful in life and business. Nick, take it away.
Hey, everybody. So thank you for joining us on this edition of the Business Bookend. Here are part of the Beyond Real Estate podcast. And this week's topic and book is exactly what to say. Like I said, the author is Phil Jones. He's an individual from England and has done a brilliant job of being very concise, very specific, and just sharing some very good insight, not only knowing exactly what to say, but he also digs into why, because there's so much psychology behind it for little nuances of using one word in place of another word. For example, because I think it's always one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to say, okay, well, what are you talking about? What are you referring to? Here's an example as one of his first three. Here's exactly what to say. I'm not sure this is for you, but I'm just terming something that way. If I'm writing Jaylen, if I'm writing you that, maybe an email, hey Jay, I'm not sure this is for you, but I thought this would tick a number of your boxes when you're looking for a home. So I wanted to share it. It's not throwing it to say, hey, you need to look at this. It's saying, it's giving you that option to back out, right? And it's not fully committal. And I think it's, in my opinion, a brilliant way to propose an idea, because I think it, especially in our space, being the sales industry, we're constantly battling with those individuals that do just shove it in somebody's face. Hey, you need to take a look at this and let me know if you want it, right? And there's like very little, if any, thought put into that statement, right? Versus, again, thinking through, how can I put that lightly? I want to nudge them. What is the best way to go about doing that? So Phil Jones does a brilliant job of, again, just planting those seeds very purposeful for when and how to go about doing that. Jay, what are your thoughts hearing that? Because I know you haven't had a chance to read that book. Love to hear your take.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, I mean, we always want to find out a way to say something better, right? I don't know if I'm the only one, probably not, but it's, you know, you're saying something, you're going through the day, you say something, and then like 8 hours later, it hits you. You're like, why did I say it like that when I could have much more efficiently said it this way? And so, especially if you're not, you know, a public speaker, you don't do interviews normally, you don't do podcasts regularly, and even we just mess up all the time. The power of editing, people. But finding that almost like perfect way to interact with another human being makes life
more enjoyable.
I guess that's the perception that we have, right? What, and Nick, maybe tell us, why does he say that this is important to say things properly? I mean, if you get your point across at the end of the day, does it really matter how you said it? Or does he have something more nuanced in that when he does reference the psychology?
Yeah, from a psychological standpoint, it's being empathetic. Empathetic, not sympathetic. I know we've talked about that on the podcast a couple times, but empathetic meaning you understand where someone else is coming from, right? Sympathy, you're feeling bad for someone, and that's not the case. But again, in the sales industry, I'll give you another example that he uses. It wasn't the first time I heard it, but re-emphasized for me, like, yeah, that is a very valuable one. And mm-hmm. And it's a little play on words, because those of us in sales say, do you have any questions for me? And what do, not even 9 out of 10, I feel like 10 out of 10 times, if you're asking someone that, it's like, no, because it's a yes or no question. Do you have any questions? Versus replace that do with what? What questions do you have for me? And all of a sudden it's planted a seed like, oh shoot, I'm supposed to have a question for him, right? Because you have to think through that based on leading with the word what versus do. And that's a subtle nuance that if you don't pay attention to it, yeah, maybe you are just like, oh, what's the big deal? Like you're trying to split hairs here. I think at the end of the day, you're trying to have a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And you want to dig into what is this individual's preference? What are they looking for? And when you just ask a bunch of yes and no questions, it doesn't invite a conversation. It's very short.
Yeah, and we all know those people too, that you're trying to talk with them. And every time you ask them a question, they just say yes, no, I guess. And you're just like, holy crap. It is someone stab a bamboo shoot underneath my fingernail because this is torture. And you don't really know how to interact with that person moving forward. And so most of the time we blame the other person, which maybe they do suck at talking. I'm not discounting that. There's plenty of people that just cannot hold a conversation outside of their own interests, and it's frustrating. But at the same time, if we as the engager can have a better conversation with someone, then it's not really the world's problem if they suck at conversing, but it is our problem if we suck at conversing, right? So being able to explain and have a meaningful conversation with someone, especially if you're in sales, you know, a lot of people will sell the product and not the benefit. And at the end of the day, people do not buy something because of the product itself. It's because of the problem that it is solving. So especially if you're in the sales field, that's a necessity, but that shouldn't be news to you. But on just a daily basis, being able to better communicate with those around us and have meaningful and engaging conversations with people around us, I see the biggest benefit is you're building better relationships with people versus what, you know, you had in the past of maybe you weren't able to hold a strong conversation with one of your parents or an aunt or an uncle. And every family reunion, you avoid seeing them because you don't know how to talk with them because you always just wrote it off as they don't know what, you know, they don't know how to talk properly. They're boring people. Like, well, maybe you're suck at talking too.
right. Well, and I think another interesting way to look at this is it's not just what we say, it's maybe what we write. Maybe you're that writer out there that's trying to connect with more people and you're just like, God, how do I get more, I don't know, how do I make things a little bit more interesting, or how do I relate to somebody a little bit more? Again, it's these little subtle ways to word a statement or a question that, again, it psychologically, it's been proven that it forces an individual to think a little bit differently and actually have to take time to think through it versus, again, answering that to themselves as, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Like, can you imagine if blah, 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 and it's like, no, I can't, right? So, yeah, I think that's the other reality, too. It's not just face-to-face encounters. It's also what you write to people. Again, maybe you're blogging, maybe you're in social media world that you can relate it to. I think it can be taken to so many different levels in terms of knowing exactly what to say,
Yeah. Are you an upstart cupcake business and you are currently just doing social media marketing and you're just like, look at these amazing cupcakes. Don't you guys want a cupcake? The answer is yes. I don't know. Does that grow your business?
Right. Does that engage people the way you want it?
Yeah. Maybe something more engaging would be, hey, just made this new batch of cupcakes for a client and they're going to be for a quinceañera. You know, when's the last quinceañera you went to that had this kind of dessert showing up? And it's like, oh, well, my daughter's going to be 15. I don't think I've ever had awesome cupcakes at a quinceañera before. And that's awesome.
Yeah. Or you get these two words that, and this comes from the book again, just imagine, and then fill in the blank. Just imagine the impact this could have for you and your family. Just imagine how things will be in 6 months' time. Just imagine the look on your kids' faces. Just imagine walking into your first home and blah, 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 blah. Just using those two words, just imagine, now you're asking them to think for themselves versus you try to fill in the blanks for them, right? And now it makes it more personal of like, wow, now that you word it that way, like I can picture myself doing X, Y, or Z, right? Because you're in a pretend state, right? And you've been asked to do that. It's essentially you've been given permission to do that. Hey, just imagine what you would feel or what it would feel like to be in a home in your first home this time next year, right? That's giving him permission to say, that would be sweet. Like, where do I start? right? Versus, so how can we help you buy the house? And you're just like, God, this guy's pushy. So,
Hey, buddy, I want to go on a date before I get sold, all right?
Well, and I think that's the reality, too, is that's why some people flourish in certain industries and some don't. Because, again, they don't pay attention to what they say, when they say it, and how they say it. And I think there's a lot to, pun intended, there's a lot to be said for that.
But and what else did you say about the psychology of it, though? How are you perceived better when you are able to communicate more efficiently and more productively? Or is this purely you're able to get more into the conversation? Naturally, if you have a good conversation with someone, you are able to have the other person's going to enjoy it more. But are you perceived, as being more intelligent or
not
more
necessarily
competent?
Perceived. Okay. Yeah, not necessarily perceived as being more intelligent, but the ability to keep the conversation going of, hey, I don't think right now is the best time to sell. What can you please share with me maybe what you've heard for why that's the case, right? And now that wasn't a direct line necessarily from that book, but asking that question that's open-ended to say, would you please share with me why you believe that? Again, you're keeping the conversation going versus trying to just sell that person of, well, I would totally disagree with you, and here's why. And now that person's like, well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree then. Because right now, I just created that mental barrier that you're not getting past this. Versus if I'm inviting you to say, hey, can you please share with me where you got that from? Hey, I totally get what you're saying. Here's the facts that I'm seeing. And here's what I can tell you for certain, right? You keep things moving along. And I think at the end of the day, again, it just creates more opportunities for outcomes to ultimately come your way. Because again, you're not just black and white about it. Again, you're empathetic, saying, look, I totally understand where you're coming from. A lot of people think the same, and here's what I'm seeing in addition to that, or in place of that, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't think you want to paint yourself into being into a black or white corner too. So I'm sure everyone that listens to this believes that they are more nuanced than saying that they're on one side or the other on any subject, and can have a more meaningful conversation. So effectively show it, right? And go out and read exactly what to say to find out how better this. Anytime you and I have messed up this episode, it has been fantastic on how applicable this book is. But yeah, you definitely want to be able to have the ability to, what's the word I'm going for, Nick? Show yourself, represent, your true feelings of a particular topic or subject matter. So go out and get exactly what to say. That's all I really have for this. But Nick, did you have any other topics that you wanted to cover before we head on out for this week?
No, I wanted to share just a few nuggets from the book, of course, to give our listeners and or watchers a little taste of what the book has to offer. So nothing, no stone unturned on this one. But yeah, would highly recommend this book. Like I said, it's an easy read and it's applicable to so many various industries, regardless of what type of work you do. So definitely get a copy for not just yourself, but maybe it's for someone else, because it's maybe it's one that you've already read, but it's a reminder to say, I need to share that one. So it's definitely share worthy. Guys, thank you for listening on this week. Until next week, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when and where that is. And until next time, have a good one.
Hey, thanks again for listening. If you want to hear more of Jalen McKenna, Colorado's Mortgage Dad, and his take on the Colorado real estate market, or just mortgages and mortgage news in general, check out the links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.